Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Austin Norman, Chancellor Brewington with you here on Old School, brought to you by the Mercado. We're going to dive into a fun weekend of college football here in just a sec. But Chancellor, got this from BJ in Wichita on the text line here. He says, it feels like a battle of finding your identity for Nebraska on offense, and I don't see that as a good thing versus an Indiana team who at least seems to know exactly who they are in all three phases.
Yeah. I would say they're still, I mean, maybe they know who they are as a defense. They know that they're not a dominant defense, you know? So, I mean, that's kind of
At least, I guess.
Yeah. At least, you know, I would say they're an average Big Ten defense. But I like that. I like that Nebraska is trying to figure out, you know, who they are and what they can be, you know, because this is the game to do it.
And it sounds like you would say the identity, like now or never, lean into 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Lean into 15 and funnel it through a run game. Just try to run the football. That's all I'm saying. Just try. Just try, because it will help you out at the end of the day. It will help 15 out, and that's all I want.
Fair enough. All right. Weekend of college football.
Man.
At least three, maybe four good ones tonight. There's a big line in the game that I think we're maybe most interested in as a Big Ten fan base. But how about this? We get Florida State at Duke. Florida State 1-5. Duke 5-1. Manny Diaz's first year there. Somewhat interesting to me as a Duke fan. Oklahoma State and BYU. I would have thought, again, this would have been number 13 Oklahoma State at an okay BYU team to start
right,
the year.
Right.
Oh, Oklahoma State's in shambles. Yeah. And BYU is licking its chops. Mm-hmm. Everything is on the table for the Cougs.
Yeah. I mean, this BYU team caught so many people by surprise. They could be the sleeper in the playoffs. Like, yeah. I mean, people have to understand that, you know, you're expecting, you look at BYU's schedule, you're probably expecting, you know, Kansas to be probably a little bit better. You're probably expecting the Utah to be a little bit better.
And that game's always.
Exactly. Right. So, but I mean, you look at their schedule, you know, the only ranked team they really played, you know, SMU wasn't ranked at the time, but they go and play Kansas State. And they handle them really comfortably. I mean, 38-9. Definitely have the Cougs on this one. I think they're on track to have a phenomenal year.
Some Nebraska-related news from Oklahoma State. So the Pokes benched their starting quarterback, Alan Bowman, and then it was left up this week to either Garrett Rangel or former Gretna product, Zane Flores. Mm. Zane Flores had surgery, so he is out for the year.
Oh.
So Garrett Rangel, the show is yours, and I guess seventh-year senior Alan Bowman is the backup. You know about that guy for Miami who's like the ninth year senior, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think Cam Rising might come back for what would be a eighth year. I mean, it's just how it goes. I mean, you know, some people get these, you know, medical and COVID and red shirt and all these different things. You know, it's if you take advantage of it, I have no problem personally. If you take advantage and you're not there just to take someone else's spot, because I know there's hungry kids everywhere who would die to be in those positions.
Right. All right. The big, quote unquote, big game tonight in the Big Ten is number 2 Oregon, fresh off a win over Ohio State, hitting the road. They are in West Lafayette tonight to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. This is a perfectly Purdue game. It's Friday night. You get a top 5 team coming to town. Purdue typically will pull some upsets. And this, to me, starts the biggest stretch of Oregon's season, right? Mm-hmm. Trap game against Purdue leads into Illinois, and then at Michigan. 30-point favorites for the Ducks. You've been to Purdue. You know what it's like. They're going to be blacked out. We know the history there. Are you on upset alert, or are we just being too cute with it?
Yes, I am on upset alert. I am. It's the way college football is today. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen, especially you got the short week. You just go and beat Ohio State. You might be still on the highs, still might be numb to some things. You know, I'm not saying Purdue's going to win, but I am saying, you know, be on alert. You know, it will be interesting. You know, this Oregon team has surprised me. They have, you know, beginning of the year, thought they were going to be, you know, above average in the Big Ten. But they proved themselves. They proved that they can run the football. That was one thing early on that, you know, didn't look like they could do. But they're running the football. Dylan Gabriel's playing amazing. So it's going to be fun to watch.
It's interesting seeing four teams come into the Big Ten at once, because when Nebraska joined the Big Ten, they were the only team.
Right.
Nebraska comes in to make it 12. Then a few years later, it's Maryland and Rutgers get added on. So Nebraska went 9-3, of course, with the infamous cover, you know, new bullies on the block or whatever it was with Jared Crick. It was, oh, 9-3 Nebraska. That's a disappointment. And look at that arrogance or whatever. Whatever in the past. I feel like things have broken out kind of like we anticipated with the Big Ten. Oregon, really good.
Right.
Maybe the best quality win outside of Bama over Georgia or something like that. USC, plenty of highs, but also plenty of lows, right? They get Michigan and they get Minnesota. Welcome to the Big Ten. USC, that happens. Washington, same sort of thing. They get the Rutgers treatment on a Friday night in Piscataway, but turn around and beat Michigan.
Yeah.
And then I guess UCLA's along for the ride here, too. I feel like the new additions have kind of played to their expectations so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great job getting these guys here. I mean, you know, adding these teams into the Big Ten, it makes it more competitive. It makes it, you know, as a fan, as a viewer, it's really fun. And I'm sure it's fun for the players to be able to say, like, man, I played Oregon, I played Penn State, I played USC, I played in the Coliseum, you know, I played in, you know, Michigan's, you know, stadium as well. I played at Memorial Stadium. Like, you know, it's fun for the players. I'm sure it's fun for the fans. And it's been a successful year if you're the Big Ten commissioner. You know, having, you know, the merger and Oregon coming in, people are like, you know, I don't know if Pac-12 can play, you know, Big Ten football well. You know, it looks like Oregon has adapted.
What was your favorite road stadium you played in Nebraska?
I wish I had a better experience at Michigan. I loved it. But my sleeper stadium, I always say 21 when we went to Michigan State.
Ooh.
It was a sleeper night game.
Okay.
I thought it was really fun.
Kenneth Walker?
Yeah, Walker. Hey, yep. Jalen Reed had some guys on that team. Yeah.
Dang. Okay. State of Michigan, stand up.
Yeah, stand up.
Least favorite.
Least favorite. Honestly, it might be Purdue.
Ooh.
It might be Purdue. Yeah. I didn't really think. I was like, man, this isn't like, you know, what I thought, you know. Yeah, it looked like a really big, like Texas high school stadium, you know, with bigger stands, of course, but
yeah.
And the field was terrible. There's potholes and everything.
Yikes.
Yeah.
We always hear horrible reports about that grass, and you'll confirm them.
Yeah.
You're like scared for your ankles, triple tape and everything.
Yeah. You're like, get on warmups and you're like, is that a dirt patch? Like, you remember back in the day when they would convert the Raider stadium to, was that the Giants or San Francisco?
The A's.
And so you would, you know, it's like, you know, you're diving or you're playing and, you know, you're shortstop, right? So, yeah.
I know you played your fair share of baseball. Was it as bad as some, you know, back roads baseball fields?
Oh, no. I mean, I play on some ones where, you know, they take a bad hop and hit you in your mouth. Yeah. So, so not that bad. But for a D1 Power 5 football, you're like, come on, guys. We got to be better than this.
You're making the same Big Ten money as everyone else.
Right.
Invest in turf or invest in grass.
Come on.
Not neither.
At least paint it green.
Fair enough. All right, let's move to Saturday's slate. Two big ACC games, yet number 6 Miami at Louisville and number 10 Clemson hosting Virginia. Virginia, pretty mid, not a lot to worry about there, but I think that's the matchup we're putting our eyes on right now for the ACC championship. A lot of talk about Clemson early in the year. Seems like they're back, or they at least found something. To me, though, Chancellor, this is a big proving opportunity for Louisville to prove that last year wasn't a flash in the pan. But Miami strikes me as just holding on for dear life. To make it through the rest of the regular season without a loss. Get to that ACC championship, play one game to make your way into the playoff.
Yeah, I got an upset alert with the Louisville game.
Okay.
That's my number one upset in the top 25. I think Louisville, Tyler Shucks, playing good ball, good enough to win. That was my high school quarterback. So
hey, there you
grew up with him, grew up playing baseball. So I'm a little biased there, but I mean, when you look at Miami, I mean, close game to Cal, close game to Virginia Tech. You know, just the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, it's been, you know, Cam Ward has been phenomenal, but then he also puts the ball in jeopardy sometimes. So, you know, I don't think their defense is that good. And I think Louisville has some playmakers on the offensive side. And, you know, Shuck already has, you know, 14 touchdowns. I believe he's around 1,500 yards right now. So he's playing good ball. I think Louisville might get this done.
Was he a better football or baseball player?
It's funny. So we played on the same club baseball team growing up. And then he got into high school. And the year I stopped playing baseball, he called my dad and was like, I'm feeling like I want to stop playing baseball. Like, you know, what should I do? And he's like, you know, Chance stopped playing, whatever. And he was a little younger than me. So he kind of went through that transition, but he played shortstop, really good athlete. He could have played, you know, three sports in high school, but, you know, being a quarterback, you know, he definitely had his eye on the prize. It paid out though.
Fair enough. All right, let's keep moving along here. Get Auburn at Missouri, matchup of the Tigers. In the Big Ten, though, Wisconsin at Northwestern. Northwestern beats the brakes off of Maryland 37-10, but Wisconsin does the same thing to Rutgers. This is the last game Northwestern's playing at that weird stadium on the lake before they move to Wrigley. Was last week a flash in the pan for both teams? Is one on the rise? What do you see about that one?
I got Wisconsin on the rise. I think Wisconsin, something after, who was it? Was it the Bama game or the SC game? I think it was at the SC game. Something, you know, they got some sense knocked into them. And, you know, they have a rampage against Purdue and they come out and blow out Rutgers. And part of that is my philosophy is that when teams go and play Nebraska, they, you know.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Physicality wise, you know, they get beat up and, you know, the next team, you know, Wisconsin got our quote unquote sloppy seconds. But Northwestern, I mean, they've played better football, better. I'm not saying they're playing good football. They played better football. They competed with the Indiana team. But I think Wisconsin is a better football team than Northwestern.
Fair enough. All right. I called this an elimination game for the college football playoff earlier today. Alabama at Tennessee.
Yeah. This is tough.
It is.
Tough.
Yeah.
This is tough because this Bama team, I mean, you watched the South Carolina game last week and you're like, what is going on in Bama? I mean, South Carolina's quarterback makes a dumb decision, throws a pick late with like 15 seconds left, could have checked it down and got 3 points and, you know, or
won the game.
Yeah, won the game, right? So I look at his Bama team, I'm like, look, like it's almost like they save it for like a top 10 opponent. And then anything outside of that, they just go lackadaisical and they don't play up to a standard. I think Nico might show some maturity this game and get it done. I think I might have Tennessee on this one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So Bama out of the playoff in year one under Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah. I don't see it. I just don't see it. You have the talent. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know if it's a standard thing, an effort thing, a discipline. I don't know what it is, but
ESPN is showing the ticket prices. Care to guess the lowest ticket price in Knoxville for this one?
Oh my gosh. What is it, around 100?
Keep going.
175. 306. 306. My golly. My golly.
How about that?
That is something right there. That is something. That's a whole somebody's paycheck right there.
No kidding. Who's the better team right now, Michigan or Illinois?
Now, Austin, I believe Illinois is a better team.
Thank you. I agree.
I don't care what happened against Purdue.
I agree.
I don't. Altmaier is playing. Just you look at Michigan's defense. They got a good defense and they got a good run game, right? Illinois is a sound offense, sound defense, and a sound special teams. Mm-hmm. I think Illinois gets it done.
It's at home. It's in Champaign.
Yeah.
And even Michigan's defense, like, they have all the talent in the world.
Yeah, they do.
The numbers aren't matching up, though. Something's off with them. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just as simple as, hey, they don't have the other team signs anymore. Who's to say? But they lost quite a bit. I thought they reloaded a little bit better. I didn't have them as in the playoff or anything. I didn't think they'd be that great. I still thought they would be better than Illinois at this point, though. Right. So I don't know if that's more of a knock on Michigan or a credit to Illinois.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
Yeah, maybe both. I think this is the last game we see Michigan in top 25.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they still have Oregon, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They still got Ohio State.
Yeah. You're talking me into that.
Yeah. And they got Indiana.
Ooh. Which is sneaky now.
Yeah, which is sneaky. Mm. I mean, yeah. So we'll see.
All right. Last game we have to get to then. The big one. The nightcap, 6:30, ABC, number 5, Georgia, at number 1, Texas.
Yeah, this is tough because you look at Georgia, I think physicality-wise, they can out-physical Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think Texas is a little bit better team. They play better football. But
who's the better quarterback this year?
Ah, my gosh. Just because Quinn Ewers has been out, I'll go Carson Beck. But I think Quinn Ewers is a better player. But I think Quinn Ewers, you know, last game, just, you know, still needs to get his feeling, you know, to the game. Actually, I'll just say Quinn Ewers. You know, I won't count that against him. I think I still got Texas winning this, though. I don't know. And some people are just downright, or not downright, they're double down on the dogs.
Yeah.
And they're just, I got dogs all day. And I understand it. But I think it's good for college football for Texas to go undefeated this year. And with that being said, I got Texas.
Fair enough. Georgia's just in such a fascinating position because they were the preseason number one team for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're still talented. They had questions, right? Everyone in the country has questions. Right. And a loss to Alabama isn't the end of the world. It absolutely shouldn't be. Georgia's been fine outside of being pushed by Kentucky in a weird game. But Mark Stoops has done that to the Dogs for, you know, six straight years now. I'm just so fascinated to see if Georgia can summon some of that championship resolve again.
Yeah.
Because it's not a situation where, oh, everyone's all in on Texas. Everyone's riding high on the Longhorns. No one's giving Georgia a chance. But it's not, oh, Georgia hit a speed bump. They'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And Texas is some pretender. This is a legit heavyweight matchup. Georgia's not going to roll. Texas isn't going to roll. I'm with you. I think Ewers is the better quarterback and the better player right now. It's mind-blowing to me that there's as little hype around him as there is. Maybe part of it's injuries. But think about his story, right? He's from Texas. He commits to Tom Herman, decommits when Herman is fired, leaves, whatever, goes to Ohio State, but is only there for a semester, and then he comes back home, right? We should have this big old savior narrative with him, except he hasn't been the story because he's overshadowed by a kid a year younger than him with a big family name in Arch Manning.
Yeah.
And I know the injuries, and I know Ewers hasn't put up, you know, the biggest stats, but he's shown up in big moments. It's not like he doesn't have the clutch gene. He played well in the loss to Bama before his collarbone, played well when Texas upset Alabama, has beat Oklahoma a couple times now as well. I don't know what it is. I don't know why we're maybe not hyping Quinn Ewers to the degree we normally do, a prospect that's as highly rated as he was.
Yeah, I'm in 100% agreement. It's been interesting because you look around the country, you know, the Milroes, the Shador Sanders, the quarterbacks around the country, or like even the Nico at Tennessee, you know, and Quinn Ewers is sitting here undefeated. Of course, you know, he's out for what, two games, but he's still undefeated, and that's his team. You know, that's his team, you know, that he's the leader on that team. And, you know, if you're going to be, if you're talking, you know, NFL draft and stuff like that, you know, Quinn Ewers is high on people's boards. You know, he does everything right. He's a guy that, you know, can throw the football. He makes good decisions. I'm not going to put the ball in jeopardy. And there's been a lack of hype. I'm not sure where it stems from. Maybe they're, you know, college football ain't ready for Texas to be number one. I don't know what it is, but this is a game, though. If there's a game on this schedule, this is the game where Quinn Ewers gets the respect he deserves. It's going to be on national television. All eyes going to be on it. And there's going to be no dispute after the game, whether, you know, he's a top two, top three Heisman candidate, this, this, and that. Although I got Ashton Jensen when the
My man, my man. That's a good. Did you talk about that on Locker Room at all?
I did a little bit.
Okay, we won't rehash it.
Yeah.
It's got to be Jenty.
Got to be.
I'm sorry, Hunter. You don't have 95 catches. Yeah. Jenty does have 95 carries. He's making the most of him. And he could have like 120 carries if he played in the second halves.
Yeah, he's killing teams. And he's, you know.
Everyone.
And to make it even better, I mean, look what he did against Oregon.
Yeah.
Look what he did against Oregon. You say, oh, he's only doing it against Utah State. Well, he ran for over 200 yards against Oregon.
So, and three tutties.
Somebody has to figure him out, and they won't. He'll continue to do this, and you know we'll look in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, and he'll be over 2,000 yards.
Oh yeah, does Boise have to make the playoff for him to win the Heisman?
I mean, when we look at what a Heisman is supposed to be the best player at your position, quote unquote, right?
Yeah,
and mean something to, I would say, a top 25 team usually, right?
Yeah.
When I look at, you know, Travis Hunter, I got it. You know, he's top two, top three. When I look at him, I wouldn't say, this is Chancellor Brunson, I would not say, Austin, he's the best receiver in the nation. I wouldn't say that. And I wouldn't say he's the best DB in the nation. I think I can find two or three guys on DB and, you know, seven or eight guys at receiver that are better than him. Okay. So that doesn't warrant a Heisman. Although you're great at both.
Yeah.
I think you got to tip the scale and be good at one. Or best at one. And Ashton Jensen is undeniable number one running back in the nation.
Part of the reason Boise's winning games.
Oh, yeah. The whole reason.
Sure. Well, I didn't want to go there. You can go there. I'll let you. To me, if Jensen wins the Heisman, it's going to feel like when Lamar won it, when Louisville went 9-3.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was wondering what that Louisville team was like. They had to be. I'm guessing they were around top. I would say probably from top 14, 15 to top at least 22, somewhere in that range. You know, usually you got your Derrick Henrys, Mark Ingrams, you know, Reggie Bushes, who went, you know, and they're, you know, top three, top four, Kyler Murray, you know, Baker Mayfield, you know, Oklahoma's what, 6, 7, 8 ranked team.
So that Louisville team ends up 9-4, 9-3 regular season. They lose the Citrus Bowl. They start the year off ranked number 19. They go, they beat Florida State 63-20.
I remember that
at home is number 10 versus number 2. They lose, only by 6 to Clemson in a top 5 matchup, but they only dropped to number 7. They lost their last 3 games of the year. Weird road loss to Houston, 3-point loss in the Bluegrass battle to Kentucky, and then the bowl game loss. But they got as high as number 3 in the country and number 5 in the college football playoff rankings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Boise State, if they win out, They might get in there, depending on what Iowa State does, depending on what BYU does, because those undefeated teams, you need kind of one of those to lose to work in your favor if you're Boise State. And I mean, I'm just saying, the Huskers get it done, Indiana, and then they go at Ohio State. They could make some magic. They could make some magic. I'm just saying, Austin.
It's a 7-1, a 7-1.
Come on.
Two feathers in the cap.
Come on now.
That's all we're saying.
Come on.
We got one segment left here in Old School. We'll wrap it up next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.